Today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei Vav. We are holding on Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. We are up to a story, Rabbi Chia, again discussing Inyanim relating to Kisui Adam. So says Gemara about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. Rabbi Chia Nafale Yaniva Bikisnei. Rabbi Chia had a moth fall into his flax. I'm assuming it's a moth. Rashi says Talaas HaOchelas Pishtan. It is a kind of insect that eats flax, that eats food. So, that eats clothing, rather. So some type of moth that fell into his flax. Also the Kamei Rebbe, so he came to Rebbe to find out what to do. Because when you have problems with bugs, you could either go to an exterminator, or you can go to Rebbe. Rebbe was apparently a great expert in what worked for bugs and what didn't work for bugs. So Amalei, Shkol Ofo Shchot Albuvisa Damya. He says, take a bird and shecht on the pool where the flax soaks, and let the blood spill into the pool where the flax is soaking. Rashi says, Buvisa meha mishra shapishtan sham. The soaking waters that the pishtan are there. Demorach dama v'shavaklei, because as soon as it smells the blood, the moth goes away. It's afraid of, it doesn't like blood. So hechi avad hachi, but how could you do this? V'atani ashok v'tzorach l'dam chayv l'chasos. But didn't we have a brisa that teaches us that even if you're shechting and you only need the blood, you don't even have in mind that you want to eat the animal, you're just doing it because you want the dam, still you chayv l'chasos, still you have to do kisui adam. So over here, obviously, you're only interested in the dam, you're not interested in the oaf, but you're not going to be able to do kisui if the blood is in the mea mishra, if the blood is in the flax water. So Kate said, Yasa, what do you do? O nochro, o okro. So typically speaking, the idea is either different amaraim suggested, or the different tanaim suggested different etzos, either to be nocher or oker. Oker simanim is to uproot the simanim, nochrash is to chonko, to choke it. So Kias Rav Dimi Amar Tse Terof Amarlei. That Rav Dimi said, no, you should make it a trefa and then shecht it. So it's a shechita shein ruya, and a shechita shein ruya doesn't require kisei adam. And that's what you should do if you need the dam. Kias Rav Namar Tse Nechor Amarlei. He said, no, you should be nocher. You should just kill it. Instead of making it a trefa, kill it in a non-shechita kind of way. So why would you suggest dafka kill it in a non-shechita kind of way? Why would you suggest dafka make it a trefa? So the man who said trof, my time alone, say nechar. The one who says say trof, why didn't he suggest the other way that you should that you should be nocher? V'chitei mekusavre ein shchita la'of min haTorah unchiraso zui shchitaso. Well, maybe he holds that midah raisa, there's no requirement of shchita on an oaf. There are kosher birds, but they don't require shchita, just like a fish doesn't require shchita. Maybe he holds midah raisa, a bird doesn't require shchita, and all you would need to do for a bird is to kill it, and therefore it would still be chayiv in kisui adam midah raisa if you were to be nocher. It wouldn't solve the problem. So maybe that's what he holds. Says Gemara, no. Vatani Rabbi Omer Kasher Tzivi Sicha Melameid Shenitztave Moshe Ala Veshet Valakana Val Rov Echod Baof Val Rov Shnayim Bevehema. That all included in the Daraisa Dikadin of Shechita is Moshe Rabbeinu was told about Rov Echod Baof, that Rov Simen Echod by Oaf. So apparently there is a din of Shechita by an Oaf. Rabbi holds there is a din of Shechita by an Oaf. So don't tell me that he holds that there's no din of Shechita by an Oaf. So again, we're back to the question. Why would he tell him? Why would we dafka say to be toreif and not to be nocher? So answers the Gemara, lomi bayikamar. Lomi bayit say nochar delav shchita yiklal. Now certainly, if you go and you just kill the animal where it's not even bederech shchita at all, that certainly is not going to be an issue. Avol tse trof eme shchita shein ruya shma shchita. But one might have thought that if you treif it up first and then you do a regular kashra shchita on the treif a bird, you might have thought that it's just a shchita shein ruya, and therefore, it is a shchita shein ruya. You might have thought that we assume, like the shita, that a shchita shein ruya shma shchita v'libayi kisui, and therefore it should require kisui adam. So therefore we're taught like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, it's not called a shchita at all, and therefore it's not going to require a kisui adam. So enoch nami, both are true. Whether you're nocher or whether you're toreif first and then shochet, either way it's not going to require kisui adam. But nocher is the more obvious. obvious one, because Nochid is never a Shechita to begin with, because birds are Chayiv in Shechita min HaTorah, so Nechiraso is not Zui Shechita, so Treifa is the bigger Chiddush, because you're doing a valid Maisa Shechita. One might have thought Shechita Shein Ruya Shema Shechita, so Kamash Malan teaches Shechita Shein Ruya is not Shmei Shechita. And on the other side, the one who says that that suggested that if you don't want to have to do Kisui in this dam, you want to use the dam to chase away the moths, so you have to just kill the animal, why not tell him to just make it a treifa and then shecht it? So v'chitem k'sav v'shchita. So now we'll just give the reverse logic. V'chitem k'sav v'shchita she'en ruya shma shchita. And if you want to say, no, maybe it's because he holds that a shchita she'en ruya shma shchita, that's why he can't recommend to go treif the animal up, because that's a valid, it's still going to be a valid shchita, it's going to be chayv in kisui, even though you can't eat it because it's a treifa, but it's still going to be mechayv kisui adam. But we know that's not true. V'am Rabbi Chiya Barav and Am Rabbi Yochanan Ra'a Rabbi Dvar V'shal Rabbi Shimon B'kisui Adam V'shana B'lashon Chachamim. Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Shimon when it came to Kisui Adam that a Shechita Shein Ruya is lo Shema Shechita, and that's why when Rabbi taught over the sheet of Rabbi Shimon and he wrote it in the Mishnayos in regards to Kisui Adam, he said it as the sheet of the Chachamim, because that's the way he wanted a Paskin. So don't tell me that we hold Shechita Shein Ruya Shema Shechita, we hold it's lo Shema Shechita. So back to the question, if you're going to advise Tzei Nechor, why not advise Tzei Trof? It should accomplish the same idea, that you're not going to be chayiv in Kisui Adam. So it says, Lomi Bayukamar, same answer. Of course, both are true. If you're Nocher or if you're Toreif, either way, you're not going to be chayiv in Kisui Adam. But it's a Lomi Bay. We want to say the greater Chiddush. Now, it's obvious that when you treif the animal up first, it's a shechita shein ruya, and shechita shein ruya is not called a shechita, and therefore it's a very obvious in that situation that you're not chayiv in kisui adam. But I would have thought that if you're nocher, maybe we hold that there is no din of shechita on birds min haTorah, the nechira is the shechita, and therefore it should still require kisui adam. That's why the pasuk says kasher. That's why he tells him, no, since the pasuk says kasher tzivisicha, we learn from there that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded on shechitas of min haTorah. Memela, there is a mitzvah of kisui adam only when there's shechita, not when there's nechira, because nechira doesn't qualify even min haTorah. So you just flip it around. Which one is the greater chiddush? Meaning, at the end of the day, there is a chiddush in saying that you don't require kisui when you treif up the animal first. That chiddush is that shechita shein ruya is lo shma shechita. There is a chiddush in saying that nechira, when you do nechira on the animal, does not require kisui. The chiddush over there is that there is a din of shechita la'of min haTorah. The question is which chiddush we assumed people knew before and which chiddush we assumed people didn't know. So whichever one we assumed people knew, we wanted to teach the other one. That's why some wanted to teach that to do the nechira, because they assumed the people knew the chiddush about the treifa. Some wanted to teach the treifa because they assumed people already knew the chiddush about the nechira. Whatever you viewed as the bigger of the two chidushim. Now the Gemara says over here, we just read that hashocher v'tzorach ledam chayv l'chasos, that even if you're shechting and you don't want the meat, you're not interested in eating, but you do a proper shechita, it's still mechayv kisui. So the Achronim ask on the Gemara this whole story over here where we're saying, well, if you're shechting and you're just using the blood to chase away the moths, what are you going to do about kisui adam? So the Achronim just ask lahalacha t'paskind in Simon Chav Ches Siv Tez Vav in Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to be mechasa all of the dam. You have to be mechasa dam. You shecht an animal, do a mitzvah of kisui adam. Doesn't mean every last drop of blood has to be covered. So isn't there a simple solution over here? Shecht it, do kisui adam and some of the dam, and the rest of the dam you'll use to chase away the moths. So what's going on over here? So there are several approaches in Achron. The Mishkan of Yaakov suggests that this kasha is so strong that you have to say that the halacha is that you do have to be mechasa as kol hadam, that you have to cover all of the blood. The Beis Yosef quotes that way from some Rishonim. Beis Yosef in Simon Chav Ches quotes from the Baal Amor like that you have to try to be mechasa every last drop of blood, because otherwise he could have had a simple advice over here to just use some of the blood for the moths and some with kisui adam. Other achronim are mochiach from here that even though we pass like the Rabbanan, that b'diavad you could be mechasa miktsas adam, you don't have to be mechasa all of it, but at least there must be a din lecharchila to be mechasa kula. There must at least be a din lecharchila to cover all the blood, and that's why there was hesitation from advising against using any of the blood for anything else. In the Tshuvas of the Netziv, in the Meshav of Davar, Chelik Beis, Simon Yer Aleph, he's miyashiv differently. He says you have to say that there's only a certain type of blood that will work for the moths. It has to be blood that's very pungent, very strong odor, and only that will actually chase away the moths. That blood only comes out right away at the Shas Shechita. So the Tipa Rishona, the first drops of blood that are going to come out, were the drops of blood that he couldn't cover, that he needed. The later drops of blood, he could cover. So I, says the Netziv, so why don't you just say, good, so let him use the Tipa Rishona to chase away the moths, still be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kisei Adam with the rest of the blood. So the Netziv says, no, that's no good, because the Mitzvah of Kisei is Chal as soon as blood starts coming out. So the mitzvah of kisui is chal on those first drops. You're not allowed to neglect that mitzvah until you use that blood for what you want to use it for, and then do the mitzvah of kisui on later blood. The achronim have a debate as to why it is in general that this halacha is even true, that when you shecht and you only need the blood, you're not going to eat it anyway. Why is it that there's a chiyuv of kisui adam? Matani Yom Tov writes that even though you don't need it la'achila, but since it is a valid shechita, let's say you change your mind and you want to eat the meat. So you'd be allowed to eat the meat. So since it's a valid shechita that is matir the basar ba'achila, so mele you're going to be chayiv in kisui. But the Matani Yom Tov understands that it is taloi in achila, meaning the mitzvah of kisui is connected to the achila of the animal. It's just that it doesn't have to be that you actually eat the animal, it needs to be that you can eat the animal. The Levush, however, says, no, when you shecht and you don't need to eat the animal, you only need the dam, you chayiv b'kisui, because the mitzvah of kisui adam itself has nothing to do with achila. Who says that there's a link between eating the animal and the mitzvah of kisui adam? The mitzvah of kisui adam is a din in shvicha, v'shafach esdama v'chiso ba'afar, the Torah says. It says v'shafach esdama, so as long as you do a shvicha sadam in a halachically legitimate way, there's a chayiv kisui, nothing to do with whether you're going to eat the animal or not eat the animal. It has no connection to the inyan of achila. Madani Yom Tov doesn't like the answer of the Levush, because he says the if you take that reason, the halacha that shechita shein ruy is not chayiv in kisui is because it says ki yochal, that you're going to eat it. Sounds like it is tali in the achila. So it has to be that there's some connection to the achila, and you need to say, so Madani Yom Tov says, so you need to say like I said, it's connected to the achila, but not to actual achila, to heter achila. That's enough. Now, there is a sheet of the Marshal that's worth mentioning. The Marshal in the second parak of this Mechsechta, Simon Yud Gimel, writes that even though we generally paskin that for Shechita you don't need Kavana, if the sakin, if the knife falls out of your hands and it's shechted, a proper shechita, the shechita is going to be kosher, right? That's the halacha, that you don't need kavana for shechita. Nevertheless, if you're mechavin lehedya, not to be matir the behema with the shechita, if you have explicit kavana that you don't want the animal to become kosher with shechita, that you just want it to be like a chanika, a nechira, just to kill the animal, then the animal does not become mutar b'achila. That's the Marshal's chiddush. You don't need kavana for shechita, but if you dafka have negative kavana, similar to the Svara Tosfos says throughout Shas in Mitzvos Srichos Kavana, says Tosfos, even if you hold Mitzvos ain't Srichos Kavana, that you don't need kavana to be Mekayim in Mitzvah, but if you have negative kavana, if you dafka have kavana that you don't want the Mitzvah, so then you don't get credit for the Mitzvah. We're not going to force a Kiyuma Mitzvah upon a person when he doesn't want it. So a similar Svara over here. Shechita does not require kavana, but if you dafka have kavana not to be matir the behema b'shchita, well then the shchita does not work. So the Onigyantif just asks that. The Onigyantif in Siman Nun Zayin says our Gemara is a raya against the Marshal, because over here the Gemara says, so what should you do? What should you do with this? You need the blood. You don't want to have to do kisui because you need the blood for to chase away the moths. How are you going to get out of the mitzvah of kisui? So I didn't come up with a simple etzah. Do a shechita where you have kavana not to be matir the basar b'achila. And if you have kavana not to be matir the basar b'achila, it's a shechita shein ruya, lo shma shechita, and you're not going to be chayv in kisui adam. So he says it's a raya against the Marshal. Very interesting. the Gemara had gone on, went on to say that maybe there's this idea of ein shchita la'of min haTorah and nechiraso zui shchitaso. So what you see from here is that according to the Man Yomar, that ein shchita la'of min haTorah, if you nocher the oaf, if you just kill the oaf, it would still require kisei adam, because the nechira works as much as the achila, as much as the nechira works to be matir b'achila on a daraisa level. If you hold that there's no din of shchita la'of min haTorah, so how do you make an oaf mutter to eat? You kill it. So that killing would be chayiv in kisei adam. So it's a davar pashut that even if you say ein shchita la'of min haTorah, midrabanan, we definitely require shchita la'of. And yet the Gemara still assumes, even though midrabanan we require shchita, the Gemara would still assume that if midaoraisa there's no din of shchita, you need to do kisei adam even without a shchita. Even though midrabanan you do need a shchita. So it's muchach in our Gemara that even though there's an isid rabbanan to eat the bird, nevertheless it's chayiv in kisei adam, because midaoraisa it would have been a shchita ru'uya, would have been mutar b'achila, and therefore midaoraisa we could say asher ye'echel that it is a shchita ru'uya. The isid rabbanan is not mafkia the chayiv daoraisa of kisei adam. That's what seems to be clear in our Gemara. You have a similar idea in the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama Daf Ayin Aleph when it comes to the chiyuv tashlumin of dalad vehei, that over there also you need a shchita ru'uya in order to be chayiv dalad vehei when you steal an animal then tavach u'machar. So it's mavur in the Gemara that if you shecht on Shabbos, if you hold ma'isa Shabbos is asr midaraisa, that when you do malacha on Shabbos, that malacha you're not allowed to benefit from on a daraisa level. So then it's a shchita shein ru'uya, you're not chayiv in dalad vehei. But because the behemah is not mutar b'achila. But if you hold ma'aseh Shabbos, it's only drabanan, the Gemara says. So even though midrabanan, it's a shchita shein ruya, you're not allowed to benefit from the shchita you did on Shabbos. But since midaoraisa, you would have been allowed to benefit from it, it would be a shchita ruya, mele yechayiv in dalad vehei. So that's what seems from our Gemara, seems from Gemara Baba Kama, that a later isid drabanan will not label it midaoraisa, shchita shein ruya, to pater you from kisei adam. You're still going to be chayiv in kisei adam, since midaoraisa it's a shchita ruya. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin, Os Aleph writes that if there are trefos midrabanan on the animals, there are a lot of dinim of trefos. So some of the trefos are trefos midaraisa, are clear cut trefos. Sometimes you have trefos that are only trefos midrabanan. So is that called the Shechita Ru'uya min haTorah that's going to be chayiv in Kisei Adam? Says Minchas Chinuch, no, even midaraisa it's potter from Kisei Adam, because sof, it's not nitel achila. And as long as it's not nitel achila, I don't care why it's not nitel achila, whether it's not nitel achila midaraisa or midrabanan. If at the end of the day you can't eat it, it's not called the shchita ru'uya, mele it's pater from kisei adam. Sounds against our Gemara, but that's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. We have parallel discussions throughout Shas that to what extent does the drabanan affect the daraisa. For instance, let's say there's some discussion in Achronim, even though this is not an exact parallel, if you cause someone to violate an isur drabanan, is that lifnei iver midaraisa, or is it only lifnei iver midrabanan? Did you say that to some extent, let's say when it comes to mitzvos, the Tosfos Masechta Sukkah of Gimel Manal talks about the midrabanan, we require a sukkah to not only fit Rosh HaVeruba, but to fit Rosh HaVeruba of a Shulchano. That it shouldn't only be 6x6 tefachim, it should be 7x7 tefachim. So let's say you make a sukkah that's 6x6 tefachim, are you yotzei the mitzvah daraisa? Or you're not yotzei mitzvah at all, because since you didn't meet the rabbanan specifications, it's not a key mitzvah at all. It's machlok sos and ran at the beginning of sukkah. So to what extent the rabbanan's effect on rice is a fascinating topic, and there's a lot of room to be mechalik between the various cases in Shas. So says Gemara Vayter, now umi nafalei yaniva bekisnei. Is it possible that a moth fell into the flax of this Adam Gadol of Rabbi Chia? But wait a second. Vam Ravin Bar Abba, Vam Milam Rabbi Avin Bar Shva, Mishaalu Bnei Agola. As soon as the Bnei Agola came up to Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, Lavan Sheknas Agadola Kamar, El Bahanach Doros Achronim Kamar, Sheshchil Lukos Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Biyenum Pishtanim Nation Skalkalu Doros, Umishal Bnei Bavel Kanchri, Chasidim Paskan Hazaos. So basically what Rashi says is these Bnei Agola that we're talking about, we're not talking about Anshei Knesset HaGadola, we're talking about a specific period in history where things got really rough in Eretz Yisrael, where there was major problems in Eretz Yisrael, and then great tzaddikim came up from Bavel, and in the zchus of those great tzaddikim, all the Yisurin stopped, all the problems stopped. So what stopped? Paskva Zikin, Vazos, Varuchos, Varaamim, that all sorts of earthquakes and bad winds and things like that, hurricanes, all that stuff, natural disasters stopped. Not only that, Velo Hichmetz Yenam, their wine didn't turn sour, Velo Laka Pishtanam, their flax did not become destroyed, V'nasu Chacham Meneim, Rabbi Chiyo Banav. And everyone knew why it was. Everyone looked at Rabbi Chiyo Banav and they realized that it was because of his zuchus that all these bad things didn't happen. Here you see in Chazal this concept that when there's a tzaddik in a city, that we have the right to assume that the entire city could have been saved from Yisurin because of the tzaddik in the city. I think I mentioned after the hurricane, Rabbi Forrest Shlita from Farakaway sent out a letter saying, you know, we're so lucky, we should thank the Ribbono Shel that nothing happened. And Rabbi Shechter said, of course nothing happened. You have a tzaddik like Rabbi Forrest in the community. He saved the entire community with his zuchus. This Gemara, it's exactly what it's saying. That Rabbi Chiyo Banav, it was so great that people were able to look at them and say, yes, we know exactly why we don't have earthquakes and hurricanes and all these, because Rabbi Chiyo Banav are here. But one of the things they didn't have is lo laka pishtanam, that their pishtan was not laka. There was no problems with the pishtan. And what do we have over here in our story? Rabbi Chiya had moths in his own pishtan. They were ruining his pishtan. So says the Gemara, unbelievable. Ki mahanya zuchusayu a'alma. Adit hu lo. When a tzaddik has a great zuchus, it helps the rest of the world. It doesn't necessarily help him. Sometimes he'll continue to suffer, but the rest of the world will be saved based on his zuchus. Could Rav Yudah Merav, like Rav Yudah Merav taught, the Baskel came out from heaven and said that the whole world is supported because of Chanina Bini. The Chanina Bini died lo b'kav charuv in Meir of Shabbos Leir of Shabbos. But look what he has to eat. For him, it's enough to have just some coarse bread from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. That's all he gets to eat. The Zuchus of the Tzaddik works for Acherim, doesn't work for himself. Rashi adds in, doesn't work for himself, Bahayalma, in this world. But you can bet, in the next world, his own zechuyos are going to work just fine for himself. The Ben Yoyada, Shorm Tzion Balachov, your quotes of Ben Yoyada, why does it say such a lashon? Dai lo b'kav charuvin. Why don't you just say, mizono hu, kav charuvin. He eats kav charuvin, that's his mizono. So what's dai lo? So he says, no, that's exactly the point, that he has so little, and he's happy with it. He's sameach b'muat. He's happy enough with the little bit. He's not misaveh to have more chashuva ochlim than the kav charuvin. That's the dai lo, that it's enough even from his perspective, not just that that's all the Ribbono Shalom is willing to provide him with. Okay. Says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Cherish of the katan sheshachtu va'achir rona som chayev v'chasos. Cherish of the katan sheft, and other people are watching and they see that the shechita is done properly, so they're chayev to do a kisui adam. Beinon levein atzman pater milchasos. But if they shecht alone, so you don't have to assume that they knew what they were doing. You come home and you see that your pet goat is slaughtered, and your 5-year-old says, yeah, he has a knife in his hand, and he says that he shechted it, so you don't have to do a kisui adam. You don't have to assume that the shechita was done. Well, a goat wouldn't need a kisui adam anyway. Your pet chicken. So you don't have to assume that he shechted properly and requires kisui adam. V'chein yinosav espino. The same is true in regards to osav espino. Sheshechtu, where the chereshot of katan shecht, v'achirim ro'unosan, if other people are watching them, asu l'shechot achareim. So then you can't shecht the child of that animal today, because you have to, if you saw it, and you know that it was shechita ru'uya, so then you're not going to shecht the child or parent of that animal. But benon levenatzman, if they shecht it alone, Rameir mati lishchot achreim acham mosrin. Then it's machlokas. Rameir says you can shecht the child or parent of that animal that day. That's no problem. You can assume that the first shechita was invalid. And the chum say it's aser because you never know. Maybe it was a proper shechita. Maybe he got lucky and the chereshot of katan did a proper shechita on the mother. So you don't want to go shecht the child. Umodim but the chum agree shim shachat shein osof. That if you do shecht the child, you're not going to get malchus. Rashi says it's hasra safek because you don't know whether the mother was shechted properly or not. If it was shechted properly, so then in chenami, this is an iser that's punishable by malchus. But if it wasn't shechted properly, so then it's not punishable by malchus. So it's hasra safek. It's interesting. Rashi used the term hasra safek. The chasam sofer. Does it change on the side? Yeah, on the side it changes. Tzarech lomar avera suffik. Some points out this is not a normal case of asra suffik. Asra suffik normally means at the end of the day we know for sure you did the iser. just at the time that I gave the Asra, I wasn't convinced, we had no way of knowing that if you do the action I'm telling you to do, that it would result in an Isser. Right? That's an example of it. That's the classic definition of Asra Savik. Over here, at the end of the day, we still don't know if you did the Isser. Because you shecht the child, we still don't know if the Shechita of the mother was a valid Shechita or not. So it's really an Avera Savik. We're not sure whether the Avera was done. That's the better way to say it. But says the Chassam Sofer very sharp. Nevertheless, he says, there is a nafkamina in the din of Asra Safik in this case as well. Let's say a person ate a kezayis of the shechita of the first animal, of the mother, right? Let's say a cherishat v'kat and shechta of the mother. Then I go ahead and I eat a kezayis from that shechita, and then I shecht the child that same day. So miman of shech, I did a punishable offense. I either ate from a shechita that was an invalid shechita, so I ate from a nevela, or if it was a valid shechita, then I violated the Isra of Osav Esperam by shechting the child that day. That would be Asra Safik. When they give me Asra not to eat, and they give me Asra not to shech the child, either one, they don't know that that's the Isser. They don't know which one of them is for sure the Isser. I definitely did an Avera, says Chassam Sofer, that would be Asra Safik, that would be Nogeya to the case in our Mishnah. Another Diuk that Chassam Sofer makes, also a very brilliant Diuk, Chassam Sofer points out, what does the Mishnah say? Cheir Shot of Katan the Shech, V'acherim Roen Osam, and other people see them. Other people is plural. It means that you need two Edim to see them. Sounds like it's not good enough to just have one other person see them. And you can't say, no, really, it's one other person. Acherim just means other people in general. Acherim is a alma. It could be me today, someone else tomorrow, but it's only one person at a time, because the Mishnah goes on to say that chayiv l'chasos doesn't say, it says b'lashon yachid. So if it was talking in the lashon of rabim, just because people in general, should have said chayavim l'chasos. Whoever the acherim are, they are chayavim l'chasos. Apparently, no. Acherim, multiple people need to see it, and only one of them is going to be chayiv in kisui adam. So the Prima Gadim raises the kasha. Why do you need two edim? Echad mumcha, roa, seeing the shechita should be good enough to be matir the shechita. That's what we assumed earlier on. That's what we assumed in Daf Yud Beis, that a yachad mumcha watching the cheresh of God knew the shechita should be enough. So Chassam Sofer writes, based on the Rashba, that the reason that Neid Echad is neman on the shechita, even though the animal is a cheskas eno zavuach, the animal is becheskas isser when it's alive, because it's becheskas that it's not shachut, is because the cheskas eno zavuach is not a very strong chazaka, because we're constantly working to change that chazaka. We're constantly shechting animals to change that chazaka v'ena zavuach. And therefore, a yachad is going to be believed. So the says Chassam Sofer, that's only true by a stam behema, where the cheskas iser is a very weak chazaka. It's always omedes l'stalik. It's always about to be changed. But this behema that was left in the hands of a cheresh shot of a katan, the chazaka that it's aser is a very strong chazaka. It's not osri l'stalik. It's not that a cheresh shot of a katan are so competent that we're so convinced that the chazaka is about to be changed, and therefore you're going to go back to the requirement for two eidim. The whole reason you only needed one eid is because the cheskas eino zavuach we thought was a weak chazaka, since it's about to be changed. But if it's left in the hands of a cheresh shot v'katan, it's a strong chazaka. So says the Chassam Sofer, based on that unbelievable chiddush, if they shechted and one person saw them, so that one person who saw him shecht and is convinced that he did a proper shechita is chayiv in kisui adam. But nobody else would be chayiv in kisui adam. That person doesn't do it, and someone else says, well, do I need to do kisui adam? One person will say, I saw he did a proper shechita. No ne'amanus. You need to wait him to have ne'amanus. He himself, he has to shechta, because he knows what he saw. That's the way the Truma Sakri understands the concept of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Diyasura. That Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Diyasura is a din ne'amanus. That when I say something's asur to me, even though I don't have any ne'amanus, the rest of the world is not chayiv to believe me. But if I know, I saw with my own eyes, that something's that there's a problem, then how can I partake of something that's problematic, of something that's asur? That's the way he understands Shavya Nafshe. It's a very similar svara in the Chassam Sofer over here. Okay, says the Gemara Vaitanah. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan Maishna Reisha Dolo Peligi Maishna Sefer Tepligi. Very interesting. We talk about a Cheresh V'Katan shechting and other people watching. So we just said, Pashut, that if other people are watching, it's Chayiv in Kisui Adam, if they saw that it was done properly. If other people were not watching, it's for sure Pater. No issue. No one argued. Yet when it came to Osav Espino, Cheresh V'Katan shecht, nobody else was watching. The Rabbanan say, still don't shecht the baby that day. You never know, maybe they got it right. Well, why didn't they say that in the Reisha? Why didn't they say when a Chayr Shot of a Katan, nobody was Shechtim, nobody was watching, that you should be Chay, you should do Kisoy, because you never know. Maybe they got it right. Why are they only arguing the Seifa? So Maisha Reisha Lo Pligi Maisha Seifa Tepligi Reisha Yamin Chayav L'Chasos. By the Reisha, if we're going to say that you Chayav to do Kisoy Adam Amri Shechita Mal Yisehi, there's a concern that people will think that it was a valid Shechita Vasi L'Meichel M'Shechitas, and therefore people will come to eat from the Shechita, and that's the concern. Seifa Nami says the Gemara, no, then you have the same cash in the Seifa. Given the Kamer Rabban Nasr Lishko Tachreim Amri Shechita Mal Yisehi Vasi L'Meichel M'Shechitas, why don't you have the same issue? If people see that you're being makbid not to shecht the child, they're going to assume that the shechita of the mother was a good shechita. They're going to come to eat from the shechita of a chereshat of a katan. You should have the same issue. And so Gemara, no, it's not the same issue. Sefer Amri Bisu Delokam Yivayalei. When I see that they shechted the mother and they're not shechting the child, my first inclination is not to say, oh, they're not shechting the child because of Osav. No, I'll say they're not shechting the child because they're not hungry anymore. They have enough meat. They don't need more meat. Or but Reisha Nami, so says Gemara, yeah, but then you can say the same thing by the Reisha. Reisha Nami Amri Lenakir Chatzeru Tzarech. You can say by the Reisha, then maybe you don't need the meat at all. Maybe they just did the shechita because they wanted the blood, that they wanted to be menaker chatzero. So says the Gemara, yeah, but what are you going to say? Shechet b'ashpa ma'ikel meimar. What if you shecht nowhere near the chatzero, you're shechting in the ashpa, then what would you say? Or balim lach ma'ikel meimar. What if a guy comes and asks a shayla? He says, he comes to the beizdin that saw that he shechted and the dam is mekula, and he says, do I have to be mechasa this dam? And we tell him, yeah, you have to be mechasa the dam. So aren't people who see that sack of beizdin going to say, oh, must have been a shechita ru'uya, and they're going to come to eat from that shechita, so you should have the same problem. So it says, well, yeah, but then you have the same problem in the Seifa also. You can say the same thing in the Seifa. If they come to ask, other people will see that you'll advise him not to shech the child, and they'll assume that it's a shechita ru'uya. So we're back to the original kasha. Why would the Rabbanan only argue in the Seifa, not the Reisha? Whatever concern you're going to have in the Seifa will apply to the Reisha. Whatever concern you have in the Reisha should apply to the Seifa. The Rabbanan were just being polite. They argue on the Reisha also. They just waited till Rabbi Meir finished all of everything he wanted to say, and when he finished everything he wanted to say, then they were chalik. But don't think that they agreed to what Rabbi Meir says in the Reisha. Their shita obviously is chalik on Rabbi Meir, both in the Reisha and the Seifa. So says Mar Bishlam, Rabbanan Lachumra. I understand where the Rabbanan are coming from. They're being machmir. You never know. Maybe the child got it right. The shechita was a valid shechita. So you have to be machmir. You got to do kiso. You got to be machmir. Also, vespino. El Rameir, my time. Why Rameir say to be mekel? What's the svara? How does he know the child got it wrong? So I'm Rabbi Yaakov. Meaning it's a savik darais over here. So go luchumra. So I'm Rabbi Yaakov. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mechayif ay Rameir al shechitas mishum nevela. The Rameir says that the shechita of a katan, you're chayif mishum nevela if you eat from the shechita of a katan. My time. Meaning he understood that it was vadai nevela, not that it's a safek. If it were a safek in a chinami, he would have been machmir. But he understands that when a child does it as a din of vadai nevela, my time, why does he assume that? Amar Rabbi Ami hold the rov maasei and mekulkalim, because the majority of the time children don't know what they're doing with shechita, so you follow the majority. It doesn't have a din of a suffix, but you follow the majority, therefore it has a din of a nevela. So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Amar Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, Rav Papa. So someone said to the other one, one of them said to the other one, my ear your rov, afilu mir nami. Why does Rav Meir say that he only considers it a nevela because the majority of the time children mess up the shechita? In Rav Meir's view, Rav Meir is the one that is very concerned even with a miut. So in Rav Meir's view, even if a minority of the time it ended up being a bad shechita, Rav Meir should say he treats it like a nevela. Rav Meir is the one that throughout Shas is always chayish lemiuta. He's always concerned even for the miut. Smoch miut lechazak vitrelei ruba. So we should say take the miut, put it next to the cheskas iser, and that will ruin the rove of the time where it's a valid shechita. How do I know Rav Meir holds such a shechita? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah that teaches us this famous sugya of Almanos Issa. This sugya, it comes up in several places in Shas. So tinok shenimtza b'tzada Issa, you find a tinok next to a piece of dough. Ubatuk b'yado, and he has dough in his hand. He has a little piece of it in his hand. So Rameir matar v'cham matamra. Rameir says tar v'cham say tamei. What's Tara? What's Tameh? Rashi says the whole issue is about the Tumah and the Tara of the child. The Tinok definitely touched the dough, because you see, he has dough in his hand. Question is, do we assume that since Rov Tinokos Metapkos Ba'ashpa and their Tameh, Miutam are not Metapkos Ba'ashpa and are not Tameh? The Rabbeinu Tam understands that the issue is the Rov Miut of the Sugya is if the Tinok touched the dough or not, that that's the issue. The question is, did he or didn't he touch the dough? Rov Metapkos Ba'isa and Miutam Arein Metapkos Ba'isa. Most of the Tinokos will touch the dough, a minority will not touch the dough. But the Tinok is definitely Tameh, says Rabbeinu Tam. That's not a Shaila, because Nashim Nidos Megafos Menashkos also. Because women are always hugging and kissing children, and women are very often Nidos. So he's always going to be Tameh. It's a question of whether he touched the dough. That's a Shaila. He has a little piece of it in his hand. What about the rest of it? Did he touch the rest of it? So anyway, whatever the Shaila is about, Rameir Matar Vacham Matam, and Meshadarko Shaltinok Metapech. Because it's normal for a Tinok to be Metapech. According to Rashi, that means Metapech Ba'ashba. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it means Metapech Be'isa. I mean, it's normal for children to play. If I'm reading my time with Rameir, so what's Rameir's Svara? Kasav Rov Tinokos Metapkin, Umiyutein Metapkin. A minority of the children don't play around. V'isa Zubichas Kastaro Medes, and the dough itself has a chazaka that it's tahar. Smok Miyutu the chazaka v'itzrelei ruba. So take the miyut of children that don't mess around, plus the chazaka that it's tahar, and that overpowers the Rov. So why over here does Rameir require that it be Rov Tinokos mess up the Shechita, even if it's only a miyut of Tinokos? Because they mess up the shechita, it should be good enough because smoke meets of the chazaka. So says Gemara, Imam Musafik Tumah L'Tahir, Yom Musafik Isser L'Hatir. Big difference between the world of Tumah and Tahara and the world of Isser V'Hatir. So if you don't have a rov maaseh mukulkalin by the shechita, so it's a rub of chazaka would not be enough to be matir to do the Isser of Osav Espino, to then shecht another animal. To go in the world of Tumentara, fine. So then you would say smoke meat of the chazaka. Rameir would not say smoke meat of the chazaka when it comes to Isser V'Heter. Har Rebbe Rameir, Har Rebbe Chachamim. Rebbe Paskin like Rameir, and Rebbe Paskin like the Chacham would disagree with Rameir. So says Gemara, okay, that's possible. People change their mind sometimes. Hey Minayud Achrisa. Which one was the later psak? We need to know when he changed. You know what was his final opinion? So Tashmat Rabbi Abba Breid Rabbi Chiyav Rabba Rabbi Zera Havukaimi B'Shukat Dikisri Episkan Debei Midrasha Rabbi Abba Breid. Rabbi Zera was standing by the base medrash, by the doorway of the base medrash, which was right near the shuk. Nafak Rabbi Ami Ashkechen. Rabbi Ami came out and he found the two rabbis standing there. Amalu lav minil chubidin be medrash lo tokim avray din likin shidim tzricha le shvaita vasil tzrude. Didn't I tell you guys you shouldn't be hanging out outside the base medrash? What if a shayla comes up and we need you to answer it? Maybe you should hang out inside the base medrash. So Rabbi Zera al, Rabbi Abba lo al. Rabbi Zera was convinced. He came back inside. Rabbi Abba stayed outside. Yasif kam by lu heminayu achrita. So what were they discussing in the base medrash? Which psak of Rebbe was his final psak, like Rabbi Meir or like the Chachamim? Some of the Rabbi Zera lo shav kisunli de shaylei the Saba dil meshmile me'avua ve'avua mined Rabbi Yochanan. If only I would have known that this was being discussed, I would have asked it from the other rabbi outside the base medrash, because maybe he heard it from his father and his father heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. Because we know Rabbi Chiya bar Abba kaltos in yomim kamadu talmud kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba every 30 days would chazer over all of his learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan. It would have been a perfect opportunity. So my aviyala, but at the end of the day, okay. It's a nice story. At the end of the day, what is Rabbi Paskin? Did he pass like Rabbi Meir? Does he pass like Chachamim? So Tashma, the Shalak Rabbi Lazar Legola heard Rabbi Krab Meir. Rabbi Lazar sent a message to the Gola that Rabbi Paskin is like Rabbi Meir. Iva Krabon Namiori, but he also passed like the Rabbanon. We have a good record that he passed in both ways. Elash Shmamina Hadachrisa Shmamina. So no, must be that the later Pesach was that he passed like Rabbi Meir. That's why he was Shaleach Legola that Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Meir. That must have been the final answer. That must have been the final psak. Now there is machlokas achronim if a person is mutter to do kisei adam after shechita of a katan or not. I mean, the final psak is like Rameir. Katan does shechita, it's not chayiv in kisei adam. Are you allowed to do kisei adam? Says the shach, even if you want to, you're not allowed to, because what the gemara said earlier, we're concerned that if people see you doing kisei adam, they're going to assume it's a shechita ruya. They're going to come to eat from the shechita. Panami Iros disagrees with the shach. He says no, there's no iser to be mechas adam. It's only in the kash of the Gemara, the maksha thought at the beginning of the Gemara, that the reason of the Rabbanan was that Rov Maaseh Mukulkalim, so you shouldn't be machmir in the kisui, so that you shouldn't lead to some other michshal. But the maskana, that the reason of the Rabbanan is because of safek, whether it's Maaseh Mukulkalim or Musukanim, so there's no makar whatsoever for an isra of kisui, that maybe someone will come to eat from it. That was only in a havamina. That's how the Panmi Iros tain is, against the shach. Okay, new mishnah. Shach al meyachayis makam meyachad kisui al chalukulan. chayos in one place, one kisei adam. Mea ofos makom echad kisei achalukulon. 100 birds in one place, one kisei adam. Chayiv of makom echad kisei achalukulon. You shech the chayin off together, you do one kisei adam and the chayin and the off. Rabbi Yudah mershech the chayin chasenev, achach yishchot tasof. Rabbi Yudah says, if you have a bird and a chaya, so shech the chaya, do the kisei, then shech the off. That's the best way to go about it. Tan Rabbanan. Chaya kol mashma chaya ben rubu ben muates. Chaya, it sounds like it could be any number of chayos, and it's still one mitzvah of kisei adam. Of kol mashmach, of ben rub ben muat. It implies any kind of oath, any number of oaths, whether it's a very large number or a small number. That's what we do in the big shechita places. Now that we don't have, for the most part, people aren't shechting one oath at a time. In Empire or in David Elliott, in any of these places where they're shechting thousands of chickens at a time, they don't do kisei after each chicken. They shecht 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000 chickens, whatever it is, and then they do one big kisei. They have buckets full of blood, and they do kisei in all of the buckets. So Amru Shachar, Mikan Amru Shachar Me'achayis Makom Echad Kisei Echad Lekulan. That if you shecht 100 chayos in one place, one kisei adam. Me'of is Makom Echad Kisei Echad Lekulan. Chayiva of Makom Echad Kisei Echad Lekulan. Chayiva of together, also one kisei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shachar Chayi Chasanu Ve'achar Kach Yishchot Tasof. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You shecht the chayah first, do the kisei, then shecht the of. Shneimar Chayah O of. Amru lo, harei omer, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'nafshohu. But doesn't it say, ki nefesh kol basar damo b'nafshohu, which sounds like it's more individual, that it's based on each animal. So, Micah Mahadri, what would be the response? Hachi karmelei rabbanon. Hai o mi baylei l'chalek. That the O, when it says Chaya O Of, the Rabban would respond to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not to tell you that it's separate Chiyah for a Chaya or an Of. It's coming to tell you that if you Shech just Chayos or just Ofos, you're also Chayav in Kisui. That you know, the Chiyah of Kisui doesn't only kick in when you Shech both. Rabbi Yehuda lechalik midamo nafka. He says, "No, I already know lechalik from damo. I don't need the o to teach me lechalik." Rabbanan damo tuva mashma. The Rabbanan would say, "No, damo implies everything. It could imply a lot of blood. It could imply a lot of different animals." Dechsev ki nefesh kol basar. Kol basar damo b'nafshohu. We call it damo, even though we're talking about kol basar. We're talking about everything. So I'm Rabbi Chanina. Moda haya Rabbi Yehuda linin bracha, shenu mevarech ala bracha achas. So this is a major statement. It says Rabbi Chanina, when it comes to a bracha, Rabbi Yehuda's moda, that there's only one bracha. So even though Rabbi Yehuda says that you shech the chaya and then do the kisui, then you shech the oaf and do the kisui, he's moda that it's only one bracha. Question is, one bracha what? So which bracha? What bracha are we talking about? So Rashi says that we're talking about you only have to make one bracha on the shechita. You don't have to make separate brachas on the shechita the chaya from the shechita the oaf. Rabbi Natam says, no, we're talking about the not only the bracha on the shechita, that's obvious. You have several animals you're going to shech, you make one bracha on the shechita. No, that's obvious. The what we're talking about is the bracha on the kisui. You only make one bracha on the kisui adam. That even though after the first kisui, you did another maisa shechita, so you might have thought that that's a hefsik between the bracha on the first kisui and the second kisui. Still, it's only one bracha on the kisui. And the reason is because the shechita is not considered a hefsik in the kisui. As we're going to say soon in the end of the Gemara, before the Mishnah, you could do them both at the same time. You could do kisui of one animal and shechita of another animal at the same time. So that's why it's not considered a hefsek. The Rav Yah has a third shita. He quotes from several Rishonim that the Gemara is speaking only about the bracha on the kisui. But the bracha on the shechita, you'd be chayiv each one individually. Phenomenal chiddush. Why? Because each one is a separate animal. So I have to do a separate guf. I have to do a separate bracha on shechita of each animal. But the blood all mixes together. So it's only one big pool of blood. Mele, I could do one bracha on all of the kisui. That's how the Rav Yah quotes from many Rishonim. Many different ways of explaining why Rashi says that it's only one bracha on the shechita, but many different brachas on the kisui. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. There's a very, very packed daf tomorrow. Okay.